Where can you find everything you want to buy?
Amazon.
What about two-day shipping no matter where I live?
Amazon.
What about groceries?
Yes, Amazon has it. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner.
Fucking love it.
The Think Tank Podcast. And now, coming to you pre-recorded, deep undercover, in the world's deepest, darkest, most secure, Hadron Collider and nuclear bomb tested and approved doomsday bunker, here is Ryan the Area Man.
Hey, bro.
Yo, what up, brah?
Okay, so it's been a while since you and I have sat here and done one of these types of episodes.
Yes.
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
All right, so. Oh, I thought we were wrapping it up.
No. I literally just hit record.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, it's been a while since we've been here.
I forgot how to do this.
Yeah. So what you do is you just sit there and listen to me talk.
Cool. And I can interject when I need to objectify.
Yeah, you could just raise a hand and I'll call on you.
Okay. Cool.
Right. No. Yes.
Can you play?
I was just okay. About to.
All right.
I feel like this is a skit.
It just turned into one for no reason.
The other show.
Wrong show.
Hang on, Bill. All right. So. This was a... Let me just set it up, then I'll hit play. So, I came across this. I first saw it on Instagram, and then I believe I saw it on Twitter, and I retweeted it. But I saw this clip, and I was like, what the fuck is this from? Went on this journey of, like, why... So, John Cusack's in this clip, talking about, like he's referring to the current pandemic that we're dealing with, okay, mm-hmm. COVID-19 or whatever. He doesn't say it, but it's implied.
That's what it seems like.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, where's this from? Like, what was he in that he's talking about a pandemic or whatever? So I went on IMDb search, and I was like, not that. I finally came across this show called Utopia, and it was on Amazon Prime. And I was like, well, I got to watch this shit. So I watched this show, and it's in the very last episode this clip is from. Now, this clip is not straight through. It's been cut. You know, if you obviously watch a show, you know, they took pieces from throughout the entire episode of him having a conversation with a group of people in this room. I'm going to play this clip that I originally saw, which sparked me to watch Utopia. If you haven't already, go watch the show Utopia. There's a U.S. version, and then there's two seasons of a U.K. version. I've not watched the U.K. version beyond the first three episodes, but I told Dave here to watch the U.S. version. He watched it. His wife got really mad at me because it just abruptly ends at episode 8. Not abruptly, but it leaves you, like, wanting more. Like, oh, my God, what's going to happen next?
Yep.
I believe they had intentions in continuing it and then didn't. So, you know. When you finish the U.S. one, go watch the U.K. one. Supposedly, the U.K. one's better, according to, like, reviews and critics and ratings on IMDb and all this. But I'm going to play this, and this is... So I guess this is the chopped-up clip from Utopia, the final episode, episode 8. And what I would say is, well, based on this thing that I retweeted from Shepard Ambellus, he put, could this be the truth about COVID, about the COVID vaccine hiding in plain sight? Okay.
Yep.
Good setup.
Mm-hmm.
Action.
After everyone in the country is vaccinated.
And the world.
He'll have murdered millions.
Nope. You don't have it. And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of the SARS flu.
I knew it. We created a panic and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No. Demanding it with all the entitlement of a first world country.
Yes.
And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation.
I'm pretty sure when every vaccinated person starts dying, they'll trace back to undetectable virus or not.
What we are doing is far bigger than death.
Wait. This virus is not deadly.
It looks pretty damn deadly.
Tell me this. What have you done today to earn your place in this crowded world? Exactly. Everything I do is a cure for our current situation.
How's it a cure if you're killing people?
I told you it does not kill. That was the amazing epiphany we had. We didn't have to kill to accomplish our goal. We intend to stop human reproduction for three generations. A busy, endless global assembly line of babies will grind to a halt.
You're sterilizing people?
Huh? In the first 5 years, we'll start to see major birth rate declines as teenagers vaccinated today hit their childbearing years.
You're controlling the future of human civilization.
You can't just decide people won't have babies because...
I can and I did. Think of me as the stern parent who tells the children they can't play with the family gun. Salvation. We can form a new society.
Home.
Mm-hmm. The grand social experiment.
What is this?
Oh, the inoculation scar. A gift from your father.
No. He was protecting me from you, your virus.
Not protecting. Testing. On you.
So that's the clip I saw, and I was like, what the fuck is this from?
It definitely is all about COVID, dude.
So if you watch this having no idea about the show Utopia, which you had never heard of it either, till I said something, if you watch that, you'd be like, this has to be about fucking COVID. Like, this is what they're doing with this vaccine.
Yeah.
It's like...
And it is weird because, you know, in the movie or the show, they definitely push through the fucking... They push the narrative of that vaccine.
Yeah.
Big time. Just like they do here.
Yeah.
Like in real talk.
The people are begging for the vaccine.
And employers are offering incentives
for
to get the vaccine. Yeah. You prove that you got it, you get $100 fucking on your next paycheck.
Have you heard now you don't have, like, if as long as you have the vaccine and you have your vaccine card, you don't have to wear a mask in Walmart and all these different stores now are saying, well, one, now that you have it, you don't have to wear a mask.
Yep.
Okay, so you're, you see what Joe Biden tweeted out?
No.
He tweeted out, I could look it up. You know what? Let's look it up.
Yeah, don't paraphrase. Quote the motherfucker.
Well, I just want, the only reason, if it's still there, it may not be there anymore, but it should still be there. He basically said, like, fuck, let's just find it.
When was it?
Well, get vaccinated. That was May 19th. It was a... It wasn't that long ago. It was a few days ago. Here's the deal. No, that's not how it starts, kind of like that. I thought that was it. That's not it. It was very like, here's the deal. Do this or this will happen. Kind of like, you know, like, excuse me? Dictator Biden?
Right.
Well, May 15th, it was within the last, like, we're not far enough back yet, I don't think. Here's this one. Folks, if you're fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. If you're not vaccinated yet, go to, okay, that's that. It's got to be right before that. Yeah, right here. This is his tweet on May 13th. The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. Okay, Dictator Biden.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump would have put that out, the left would have fucking lost their minds.
Yep.
I mean, can you perceive this any other way other than I am a dictator?
No.
I mean, it's saying
wear a mask.
He's saying the choice is yours, but he's basically saying, if you don't do it our way, then fuck off. You are going to wear a mask forever. Unless you do it our way. And then you don't have to wear a mask.
Well, according to this, the way I read it is, the rule is now simple. get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. And the until you do means that we're going to make you do it.
Yeah.
So your choice is yours. You can do it now or you can do it when we make you.
Yeah.
That's how I take it.
Yeah. That's the choice.
Yep.
Choice is now or later. But you will wear a mask until you get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to choose not to get vaccinated and not wear a mask. That's where the dictator part comes in.
Yep.
Fuck off, you piece of shit. You're not even the fucking president. God, it pisses me off. Can I fucking flag this one as a... something? You know, report it. I'm going to report this tweet.
False claim.
It's abusive or harmful. It expresses intentions of self-harm or suicide. It's abusive or harmful.
Yep.
It's disrespectful or offensive, includes private information, includes targeted harassment. I feel like that's part of it.
Threatening violence or harm.
They're encouraging self-harm or suicide. It directs hate against a protected category, race, religion, gender, orientation, or disability. I feel like it directs hate towards somebody who wants freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's targeted harassment.
Yeah.
I mean, is it threatening? I guess it is threatening. We'll go with threatening. Does this threat contain private information?
No. Yeah, kind of. HIPAA used to be private. Remember that?
I'm going to put yes. Please specify contact information, home address, financial account information, government-issued ID, hacked materials, other.
Other, HIPAA.
And if it does ask, I'll put HIPAA. Me, the prescribed image belongs to me or someone I represent, someone else. It's me or someone I represent.
You represent the United States, bro.
Yeah.
Our listeners.
Add up to 5 tweets to this report. Adding tweets. Dude, that'd be so funny if it gets removed. It won't, but... it's suggesting other tweets I can link of his.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to laugh at this. If anything, I'm going to get banned now.
Right.
Here, I'm going to get vaccinated. I'm selecting that one. Anything that has to do with the vaccine, I'm selecting. Okay. What else we got here? Yeah, I can't believe that shit, though. How does he fucking do that? There. Wait. Okay. Send a report to Twitter. Thanks for letting us know.
I'm curious to see what happens.
If we find that this account is violating the Twitter rules, we will take action on it. In the meantime, here are some ways to improve. Okay. I can block or mute. Yeah. I'm not even following, to be fair.
Right.
It's just offensive to me. How dare you fucking give me an ultimatum?
Mm-hmm.
You're in no fucking position to do that, you piece of shit.
Whore.
Anyways, well, that fits in with what I was saying about the Bill Gates thing.
Mm-hmm.
See that right there?
Yep.
Justine snitching might explain why the media is distancing themselves.
From who? From Justine? Or who? Who are they distancing from?
That whole situation?
Mm.
They're just not covering it?
Well, they can't cover it because it'll out a lot of people.
And that's why I think they're shitting on... we'll listen to the last episode where we did the Bill Gates thing. I went and looked. That we released the original Bill Gates in June. I was looking. I thought it was more like September.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, they fucking took this episode down. And they didn't say anything. Like, I could not find it, dude. And I kept going. Finally found it in June of 2020.
Wow.
I didn't know we did it way back then. I thought it was a little more
like a
sooner
lot.
Than
yeah,
that.
It
was almost
like
a fucking year ago, basically.
It seemed more recent than
that. Yeah, so it was a year ago. It did seem like it was like 6 months tops.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was thinking, like...
Maybe 8. Maybe.
Yeah. No, it was a full 12 months ago that we did that.
Jesus.
And I found it, so then that last episode we put out with all that. So it was our pre... It was only supposed to be a few minutes, ended up being almost like 50 minutes, mm-hmm. and then the episode. So it's a long one, but it's a good one, I think, to bring back around, being this shit with Bill Gates and his man Linda have... You know, came back. We're not going to cover it because you just got an earful last week. So, what I do want to cover, so we've cut. Whoa, what was that?
Secret agents.
Yeah, the CIA just tapped in, so now they're good. All right, you guys can see everything. Just give me a little click. All right, there we go. All right, so they're good.
Oh, your mouse just went to a thumbs up. That's cool.
Yeah. Did it really?
You didn't see it?
No.
Yeah.
It's weird. When I move it fast, it looks like it, though. All right. So, let's see. Now, this tweet is pertaining to, they're doing these like audits in Arizona for the election. Mm-hmm. Remember that when they stole the election?
Yeah.
I know it's been a while since we've done these. I gotta like see where you're at and remembering.
Yeah. That was,
we used to do QAnon stuff here.
That was the JFK election they stole, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they impeached Robert E. Lee.
Right.
But then they assassinated Lincoln in Dallas?
It was something like that. I mean, you'd probably have to follow Drunk Not Drunk history for like the accurate whatever.
We'll
but
do that.
But, yeah. So anyways, this most recent election, presidential election that the Democrats stole,
mm-hmm.
A lot of these states are starting to do these fucking like audits on these ballots. Okay. And where was it? I think it might have been. I need to send myself a thing from my phone real quick. An interview. So I'll read this. This was on May 12th from the Maricopa, Arizona audit Twitter account. Breaking update: Maricopa County deleted a directory full of election databases from the 2020 election cycle days before the election equipment was delivered to the audit. This is spoliation of evidence. So that's interesting. And then let's see here. Bounce around all over the place. I want to cover that too. But so this is in relation to that. So Wisconsin just approved of an audit. I want to say
that they're going to audit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to say it's Georgia as well or something. One of those southern states. So Arizona. So they're saying basically this tweet is referencing that. So you can, this guy tweets out when this happens, meaning when all these audits happen and it's clear that Biden did not win these states, that Trump won, technically when they show that Trump won, when they audit, it starts the numbers, you know how you get it, so many fucking numbers, and then those numbers start to flex back, and then it shows that Trump won the overall election. Technically, then, Biden would have to be removed, and Trump would then be brought back in. Now, I'm not sure how that plays out in terms of, well, how long does the fuck, because he's, you know, been, you know, lost a year or whatever at that point when it's finally all said and done. So how does that work? Like, you can't, he won a 4-year term. You can't just start him now and assume the fucking year that Biden was in is part of his.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't just take a year from him. So now, how does that work? Does that then changes our election year? And, like, how does that work?
Yeah, that's a good
I'm
question.
Curious. So, what they're saying is, what this guy's saying is, once these audits are done and it proves Trump won, okay? Mm-hmm. That thinking, now I'll read the tweet. When this happens, they will file everything they can against President Trump, stating that he is illegal, unqualified, impeached, whatever they can think of. And that will install Pence as president, someone they control completely. Biden, part two. Mm. So what this guy's basically saying is, when they prove that Trump actually won, then the Democrats will come up with all this bullshit saying how, well, what the, this is why they made such a federal case over the insurrection at the Capitol, because they need it to, they need people to feel like that's bigger or as big as 9/11, mm-hmm. when it was not even fucking close.
Right.
But they need that feeling to be out there. This is why the media has to push that shit so hard. And this is why I know you've been busy with other things you haven't been following, but the Democrats are making, they want to start these commissions and all this bullshit. Because they want to, because they know they're fucked in these audits. And they know they, if they can just, well, Trump needs to be impeached for the fucking
insurrection
bullshit. He called for this insurrection to happen. He did, you know, all this nonsense because they're going to try to do everything they can because if Trump gets back in, they are fucked.
They're super fucked.
And they know how fucked they are. They
That's why they cheat in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. But so if they can do that, and then that would technically then install Pence. Well, they control him just as much as they control Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this guy's saying. So to me, that's very pertinent because of what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it gives me confidence that we might actually get somewhere with these fucking audits. Because why are they pushing this shit so hard for their commissions?
That next tweet down from the same person.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to read it.
Okay, because I have questions on that one.
I was going to read this, but technically this was a response to this. I want to read this, though, too.
Okay.
Then let's read yours first, or the one you were pointing out first. It says, Pence is their fallback position if the election is overturned. If he is the president in any capacity, he will continue to help them prosecute Trump in any fashion they want. This is why he's been so vocal recently when the election is in 2024. The deep state is scared of the audits.
So my question is, what's he been saying?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Because I really haven't heard that he said anything. I haven't seen anything. I haven't read anything.
Me neither.
So maybe we can look that up real quick and, you know,
come back.
See. Let's see. And then the one I was going to, that the original tweet I just read was a response to was, Pence is being propped up and promoted by the deep state slash Dems as payment for his leaking involvement in January 6th and certifying a fraudulent election. However, Pence being promoted is also a failsafe. The deep state knows the election was stolen and maybe successfully overturned. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Jinx, you can't talk anymore. No.
Cool.
To me, I see this and it gives me confidence that, like, okay, maybe they'll actually fucking overturn this shit through these audits. And, you know.
See, the weird thing about it.
Oh, sorry.
Let me just say one more thing.
This is also why they are maintaining their fucking National Guard and wall around D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Because this shit's not done.
No.
It's not like there's an active threat, Dave, of Trump supporters or whatever that's going to go destroy, do another Capitol fucking whatever. We've already covered all this insurrection at the Capitol, and it was all their fucking people.
Right.
It was all Antifa disguised as Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been proven.
Over and over again.
All the people that were not Antifa that were in there were just walking around. And mm-hmm. they were all welcomed in by Capitol Police.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, ultimately, the question comes down to is, who told the police to welcome them in? Wasn't Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to find out it was like maybe a Pelosi or something like that. What was your question?
My statement was going to be, it's funny because so like when all this went down back, you know, last year and early this year, even up to election, like not election, but inauguration day, we were so ready. Everything was going to happen and then nothing happened. And then we talked about it for a couple weeks afterwards and then nothingness. Like I'm glad that there's still shit going on. I thought it was just over and done with, like, we just moved on and said, fuck it, it's just never going to happen.
Kind of, I think it's always been, like, slowly progressing, but it's just starting to, like, get more
traction
now. Another thing that's gaining a lot of traction in the news that we can maybe talk about is it seems like everything is fucking UFOs. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard about the UFOs?
Mm-hmm.
The Pentagon released some more shit about the UFOs. You guys heard about the UFOs? Dave, have you heard about the UFOs? There's UFOs. Hey, everybody, UFOs. Don't focus on Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein's fucking island. Don't focus on these audits that are going to basically expose that we stole the election. Don't focus on the fact that, this is the whole Bill Gates and the Melinda divorce
mm-hmm.
bullshit distraction. Harry and Meghan, the Markle, the whole fucking royal family and all that. Huge distraction. You want to know why you keep hearing about them too? They don't want you thinking about Andrew fucking little kids on Epstein's Island.
Yeah.
Especially when Ghislaine's trial's coming up. That's another reason Bill Gates and the divorce thing is happening.
When
and
is
why
the
they're shitting on Bill Gates all of a sudden with all his affairs. I believe it's in July.
God damn, it's fucking forever.
I'm just surprised they kept her alive this long. to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, November. Now they've moved it to fucking November. It was July, dude. They've moved it to November.
Jesus
Christ. They first arrested her and did all that shit, they said, all right, it'll be July of 2021. And at the time, I was thinking, Jesus Christ, that's a fucking year away. Now it's November.
And what is she actually officially charged with?
Sex crimes.
Sex crimes.
I think a whole bunch of shit, to be fair, but that's like...
Maxwell
has been charged with 6 counts of perjury and sex trafficking offenses. Count 3, conspiracy to transport minors with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. What'd you say?
There's making a fucking docuseries on it.
Where's that?
Right there, with a picture of her with the zeros behind her, or the records over there.
To be released ahead of trial. All that's going to do is fucking muddy the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, well, now we can't find a jury that doesn't know about it. And ever, you know what I mean? It's just, this is all fucking bullshit. They shouldn't release anything.
Yeah.
Of course, who the fuck doesn't know about Jeffrey Epstein and that shit? It's all going to play into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, July trial is postponed. I wonder why. I wonder if ABC News there tells you why it was fucking postponed.
See? I was right about the July
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
The July trial for Ghislaine Maxwell on charges that she aided ex-boyfriend Jeffrey Epstein in the sexual abuse of teenage girls was postponed to the fall on Monday, which was... So this article was written May 3rd. U.S. District Judge Allison J. Nathan said a delay of a trial scheduled for July 12th of a few months was reasonable as she directed defense lawyers and prosecutors to settle on a date by next week. She urged the earliest possible date this fall. No additional delay is necessary or in the interest of justice, she wrote in an order. Maxwell, 59, sought a trial delay after prosecutors added sex trafficking charges to the case against her in late March. The new charges in a superseding indictment added a fourth accuser and stretched the timeline of the allegations from 3 years to a decade. Maxwell, so basically they need time to, yeah. like, build their fucking case.
So they're the ones that fucking pushed it away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they added an additional charge. If you mm-hmm. if you had your attorneys, you'd be like, oh, fuck, we had enough. We could fucking do the 3 years. Now we're going, or yeah. now we need a decade. So now we got a whole lot more shit we got to be able to fucking Fight. Answer for.
Yeah.
Maxwell's lawyers had requested at least 3 additional months to prepare for a trial, but urged a date early next year because of the difficulty of investigating the new charge during a pandemic and meeting with a client who remains jailed without bail and under conditions they say are onerous. I read, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that word. Onerous?
One Direction.
Prosecutors opposed the request, saying the rewritten indictment did not require a lot of additional work by the defense. Maxwell, arrested last July, has pleaded not guilty to all charges, and her lawyers filed numerous arguments challenging them. So far, Nathan has denied efforts to dismiss some or all charges. Nathan has denied bail 3 times, finding Maxwell to be a risk of flight. No shit. Mm-hmm. And the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals recently upheld her decisions to reject a $28.5 million bail package that would include 24-hour armed guards to ensure Maxwell made it to court. Wow. I'm glad they denied that shit, because even yeah. with that, she could disappear or kill herself. You right. know what I mean?
Right.
That's the thing. Even if you have armed guards with you, you can find time.
Well, yeah, because Jeffrey killed himself in a prison.
Yeah.
Locked up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, heaven forbid, Maxwell will do the same thing, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, one of her guards turns on her.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Judges on the appeals court expressed concern that Maxwell was repeatedly awakened at night by guards who make sure she's still breathing every 15 minutes. Well, yeah, after what happened to Jeffrey, what do you expect, bitch? They questioned why she wasn't given an adequate face mask to aid her sleep. Nathan has ordered the government to explain the sleep disruptions. Maxwell's lawyers maintain their client is being unjustly treated because prison officials are embarrassed that Epstein took his own life in a federal Manhattan lockup in August 2019 as he awaited a sex trafficking trial. Well, without getting into Epstein, that yeah. wasn't him.
No.
He didn't fucking kill himself. So can we stop with that bullshit?
Right.
What else? Where are we? There we are. This one. So the same guy that tweeted earlier. Now that's a whole different thing. You remember that whole thing we heard about in Germany that mm-hmm. raided the whatever and the yeah. whole big shootout that supposedly happened and all this mm-hmm. bullshit? That place was called Skittle. Skittle?
Skittle, yeah.
S-C-Y-T-L, right? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You're recalling it. Okay.
Yeah.
So this guy tweets this, and this is a string of tweets that we'll read. Everyone is focused and wondering about Skittle and the raid that took place in Germany. let's look a little closer to home, shall we? I'd like you to meet Mark Fratello, the deal maker. Mark Fratello, executive advisor for M&A. Okay, it's got his little picture there.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Fratello runs Skytel out of Tampa, Florida, with its other U.S. base in Baltimore, Maryland. Real close to home for me, you'll see how close soon. Mr. Fratello has a long history with the Bush family. I believe Bush Jr. has endorsed Joe Biden. Mr. Fratello also has a long history with Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, how nice.
So let's click on this. Mr. Mark Fratello, SOE Software / President, zip code 33607, $1,000 to Bush and Cheney in 04, Inc., Bush, George W., on 9/17/2003. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then this, citydata.com, Tampa, Florida, political contributions by individuals, donations to Congress, Mark Fratello, SOE Software President, zip code 1000 to Nancy Pelosi for Congress. Okay.
Interesting.
We, you know, we can't judge anybody for who they want to donate money to, but sure might be a conflict of interest later on. But I'm sure that has nothing to do with how he manipulates his software to favor his personal friends or those that pay him. He even had something to do years ago with the Hanging Chad situation in Florida. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
During the Al Gore Bush Jr. thing?
Yep.
Here's from Tampa Bay Times. Quote, we see a huge opportunity, said Fratello and the company's chief executive. It has been an area that has been demanding this kind of technology. The private company, SOESoftware.com, is working with a handful of Florida counties, including Pinellas, Hillsboro, and Citrus, as well as branching out to other states and even other countries. The 2000 election debacle in Florida has helped business, Fratello says, because counties and the state are trying to avoid a repeat of the problems. Fratello doesn't believe he has much, if any, competition, so he says the challenge for SOE is to move quickly and establish itself as a major player in the market. Dealing with fucking elections.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Let's meet his partner who runs things in Baltimore. David Campbell, experienced executive leader, Tesco Technologies at Johns Hopkins University, Baltimore, Maryland. About him, senior entrepreneurial executive with more than 25 years experience managing global sales teams and operations personnel at regional and corporate levels for both startup and established technology companies. An industry veteran with proven ability to lead an organization to achieve business targets while, and it cuts off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice that Mr. Campbell is affiliated with Johns Hopkins, just like myself and just like Dr. Molly McCauley. What are the odds out of the entire planet a company involved in the deepest and highest levels of voter fraud for this presidential election and for state and local elections going way back would have ties to Johns Hopkins and Dr. Molly McCauley, who was killed for exposing voter/election fraud?
Interesting.
As you can imagine, being based in Baltimore, Maryland, this corrupt system has manipulated Maryland elections for years and right up to the present. Just one of the ways they cost Kimberly Klasick her rightful seat. This was how Elijah Cummings never lost an election. Same thing with Nancy, Maxine, Schumer, etc. If you're a deep state Dem, you don't even have to pay them. The payment comes after they subtly nuance your election. Then they are awarded government contracts and grants. Ballots and voter information gathered by Dominion and Scorecard or sent to Skytel, who then uses overseas servers to process their dirty work, adding difficulty to an investigation and another layer of safety for their crimes. I wrote extensively about Hammer and other programs used to steal all their elections or compromise people in my old Twitter account back in 2016-2017. It must have been a very comfortable feeling to know that the fix is in, sitting back on election night knowing that it's going to be a tight race, but you come out ahead because you're on the inside and you contracted with the right people. Didn't Nancy say that no matter what, votes.
Oh, it does. Yeah, the light was right on there, but yeah, it is said votes.
Yeah, it's votes were counted.
Text to talk, or whatever.
No matter what votes were counted, Biden would be the president, is what it should say.
Mm-hmm.
And she just happens to have a long-term relationship with a guy counting the votes.
Interesting.
Virginia? Yep. And I'll read this little ditty here. The Virginia State Board of Elections, in partnership with Skytel and ES&S, was pleased to offer the members of the General Assembly, representatives of the armed services, and citizens of Virginia and surrounding areas the opportunity to view and experience accessible voting equipment that may be used in the future by both active duty personnel and their wounded comrades recovering away from home to allow them to participate in the electoral process, said Matthew J. Davis, Information Service Manager for the Virginia State Board of Elections. This technology is important as it allows all absentee voters to cast their ballots securely, privately, and independently. This technology exhibition was the beginning phase of a larger project being conducted by the Virginia State Board of Elections in partnership with SCIDL and ESNS, which has the overall goal of identifying technologies that can increase voting participation across all military circumstances, including disabilities, instance, and location. In addition to voting technology, other election solutions that will be reviewed as part of the research project include mobile voting technologies for deploying military units. And it goes on.
Interesting.
Obama actually changed the law in 2012 to enable SCIDL to merge with another company and move into other areas of voting and election control. Oh, and SCIDL has a long history of handling military and overseas votes. Isn't there a little bit of trouble with military and overseas votes in multiple states right now? Mm-hmm. Let me read this. A handful of privately owned companies developing online voting software worldwide, such as SCIDL, Everyone Counts, Inc., and Smartmatic International Corp., says their technology is not only ready but crucial for the U.S. to adopt as aging voting infrastructure and lost mailed ballots loom as larger security risks. Let's face it, everyone wants to be the next Uber in the next disruptive tech, and we're doing that with voting, said Mark Fratello, an executive advisor of SCIDL, which has developed online voting software for use by overseas and military voters in France and portions of the population in Switzerland and Norway. The company said it controls 87% of the online government voting market.
Jesus. Damn near 100% right there.
Yeah, it's definitely the majority. I'm not going to stop until everything is out.
Mal.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? He's M-O-L. Mal. This is... Oh, we should read that.
Yeah, you should.
Let's come back to that. I'm going to do that to that so we remember. We're going to come back to that, okay. That tweet right there. I feel like we need to finish this thing. And then we'll come back to the thread on Molly McCauley. All right. When President Trump won the election, they lost control over the satellites for the most part. That's why they had to go with such a heavy internet/software theft and manipulation. They do not have access like they did when Obama was in power. Their control over the fraudulent voting mechanisms, satellites, rigged voting machines, mail-in voting, etc., is much less than in 2016-2018. President Trump is doing a great job cutting off their schemes. Shoot, forgot to add, they actually used the 26 break-ins of the DNC computer, Seth Rich, as an excuse to bring in SCIDL. Remember Seth Rich?
Yeah.
Cybersecurity threats curb online voting company ambitions. Companies, voter advocacy groups, technologies at odds over readiness of internet voting security, public confidence and voting system integrity may slow efforts for internet balloting. After multiple hacks of Democratic Party email systems and fears of Russian cyber attacks against the U.S. election, paper ballots have taken on an unexpected appeal. Online voting software companies are convinced convenience-loving Americans will increasingly push to cast their ballots on smartphones and laptops, and they're working to make that happen. But voter advocates, election officials, and others are still leery of the risks involved in conducting elections over the all-too-vulnerable internet. For now, fears about voting security may be giving paper ballot backers the upper hand where it matters most, Americans' confidence in the integrity of the election system. So basically, you know, they took the situation with Seth Rich.
Mm-hmm.
He gave all that shit, leaked it all to WikiLeaks.
Yeah, Assange.
They killed him and then thought, well, never let a good fucking whatever go to waste. So mm-hmm. then they made that part of the fucking, well, you know, we have to do, you know. It's crazy, dude. Like,
yeah.
These people are like Bond villains.
No, because Bond villains are somewhat decent. They actually know what they're doing. They almost get away with shit.
These motherfuckers did get away with it, though, to be fair. They're like, here's the thing. When you watch a Bond movie and you see the Bond villain, you know at the end the Bond villain's going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... Whatever. I mean, they're smart and they're cunning and all this, and they're successful to a certain extent, and then, you know, but it's fake. It's a movie. Mm-hmm. But is it? I mean, I really do think a lot of these fucking people, they're based on these, well, Bond villains are real in real life, and that's these people that we're dealing with here.
Well, like I've always said, man, write from what you know.
Yeah.
You know, like all my movies and all my books are written off of shit that happened in my life, so why would Hollywood, who has connections with Epstein, they have connections with the military and big companies and all that shit, like they know they're in the fucking inner circle. So yeah, why would they not just fucking write this shit? Plus the whole pride thing of, you know, right in front of us, doing everything right in front of us. Mm-hmm. Ah, we fucking told you this. You just didn't see the signs. Bullshit, you and I have seen the signs.
Yeah.
Other people are seeing the signs.
That's why I said that in the Bill Gates episode is, well, how would you, or no, I didn't say that in that one. I said it in a Rock Vegas explaining Utopia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How would you be able to, like, you know, that whole connection. I mean,
yeah, it wasn't our phase, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you have to go back and listen to that or whichever episode that was in. But anyways, yeah, it's crazy how that whole fucking thing, like, and it's all right in front of us. It's whether or not you want to see it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here are the experts. Molly included warning about online voting / ballot abuse and the Dems pushing for it anyway. Everyone knows why now. All right.
That's a good page. Okay.
Oh, it's not super long.
No,
it's
not so bad.
Committee hold. This is September 13, 2016. Committee hold.
When was Seth Rich?
Huh?
When was Seth Rich? Was it? It was in 2016 too, wasn't it?
I gotta look down. I don't remember. It has been a while since we've done this. 2016, July 10th.
So July, August, September. So 2 months later. Okay.
There you go.
I'm just trying to find the timeline.
Yeah. Washington, D.C. Today, the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology held a hearing to review the current voluntary guidelines for protecting voting and election systems and whether such guidelines are being effectively implemented in advance of the upcoming elections. The hearing also examined research and development underway in this area, as well as what actions the National Institute of Standards and Technology is taking concerning voting and election system security. Democratic members emphasized that while the cyber issues are a valid concern and election administrators should take all necessary steps to protect their election systems, most voting experts agree that the greater risk in the current election cycle is eroding public confidence in the election process and not the actual hacking of an election. They also discussed other infringements on the integrity of the election, such as restrictive voter ID laws, and the importance of making it as easy as possible for legitimate voters to participate in an open and fair democratic process. Witnesses further emphasized the need for more federal funding to replace aging voting technologies and for all jurisdictions to implement rigorous auditing procedures for their voting systems. Additionally, Dr. Romine described how the framework for improving critical infrastructure cybersecurity developed by NIST and being widely used across diverse industry sectors is being disseminated to provide guidance and best practices to states and municipalities on securing their voting information systems, including their registration databases. Ranking Member Eddie Bernice Johnson, Democrat of Texas, said in her opening statement, quote, "Ensuring that our elections are fair, accurate, and freely accessible to all American citizens is fundamental to our democracy. Every instance of malfunctioning voting technology and without question, every cyber attack on our election system is significant. And all efforts to improve voting security, reliability, privacy, and access are welcome and important. I am comforted by the testimony of today's experts and many others that we are in a much better place today than we were 10 or 15 years ago. I am deeply concerned, however, by some of the rhetoric in recent weeks that seems intended to erode public confidence in our election system. Prominent voices have suggested that the U.S. election system is riddled with fraud and somehow rigged. Those conspiratorial allegations, like many others, have been floated in the public sphere this election cycle are not supported by actual facts, and they threaten the election process we have relied upon for more than two centuries. I am eager to hear from the distinguished panel today about the challenges of securing our election system in the digital age and what actions have been taken at the federal, state, and local levels to strengthen cybersecurity. However, given the reckless rhetoric as well as the other serious threats our election system is facing, I want to take this opportunity to put the cybersecurity challenges in context. The U.S. election system is complex and highly decentralized, encompassing approximately 10,000 local, county, and state election offices. Further, There are few connections between individual voting systems and the internet, and at least 75% of voters will be able to verify their vote with a paper ballot this fall. This compartmentalization and paper trail provides a strong firewall against any cyber threats. The recently publicized attacks against voter registration rolls in Arizona and Illinois are serious, but have not resulted in any changes to voter data or to any votes. In Arizona, the cybersecurity firewalls work to contain the threat. What I find most concerning are reports that these recent threats may be linked to Russian intelligence operations. So we must be vigilant, and I hope these incidents will lead to improved cybersecurity protocols and practices. While security of the election system is important, voter access is fundamental to our democracy. Baseless allegations of widespread voter fraud have been used as an excuse to disenfranchise large numbers of minority and young voters through discriminatory voter ID restrictions. News 21, a journalism program established by the Carnegie Corporation of New York and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, found voter impersonation fraud to be extraordinarily rare. An analysis of 2,068 alleged election fraud cases in all 50 states from 2000 to 2012, out of 146 million registered voters, identified only 10 cases of voter impersonation fraud. You don't enact laws because of 10 cases of fraud in 12 years unless you have an ulterior motive. Fortunately, the courts have seen right through the most blatantly discriminatory state laws. I'm going to end the quote there and make a comment.
Yeah.
You don't enact laws because of 10 cases of fraud in 12 years unless you have an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
You don't allow Black Lives Matter to destroy every major city in a country over 10 cases of white cops shooting them when there's thousands of cases of white people being killed by white cops.
But
you
good.
Must have an ulterior motive.
It's just not a good story.
So what I'm doing is taking the fucking Democrats thing, but I'm adjusting it for them.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows how they're fucking hypocrites is all.
Yeah.
Anyways, quote, in addition to the state-sanctioned voter ID laws, the Brennan Center for Justice and others have continued to document cases of voter intimidation, deliberate spreading of misinformation to keep minorities and students from voting, and other attempts to target and disenfranchise minority and young voters. These threats to tens or hundreds of thousands of eligible voters, whether orchestrated by public officials or lone troublemakers, should be taken just as seriously as the cyber threat.
Exactly.
Mr. Chairman, I know my remarks have moved beyond the intended scope of this hearing, but you know well how passionate I am about this issue. It is my hope with this hearing that we can have a thoughtful discussion of the challenges and actions that have been taken related to cybersecurity and other voting technology issues while avoiding adding to the noise and confusion surrounding these issues just 8 weeks out from a crucial election. With that, I would like to welcome all of our witness for being here today. This is a distinguished panel, and I look forward to learning from your collective experience and expertise. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back. End quote.
I think she meant to say welcome to all of our witnesses.
Well, I'm sure that's what was said, but it's just not typed here.
Yeah.
So there's that article. Oops. Now, all right, next tweet. Not just here in the U.S., in multiple states, Skytle services have been provided to certain people in England, Germany many times. Keeps them and their supporters in control.
Okay, that makes sense.
Is what it's supposed to say. Mm-hmm. It really helps with Brexit. Wink, wink. I'm going to read this. About Skytle, Skytle.com. Skytle is a worldwide leader in the development of secure technology solutions for the modernization of elections. The company's solution incorporate unique cryptographic protocols that enable Skytle to carry out a variety of election processes in a completely secure and auditable manner. Skytle's election technology has been successfully deployed for United States overseas and military voters since 2008, and in conjunction with the Federal Voting Assistance Program, Skytle's online ballot delivery technology for military and overseas voters was successfully used in 14 states during the November 2010 general elections, enabling overseas voters to securely receive electronic ballots while providing election officials with administrative efficiency to manage the complex overseas voting processes. In addition, the deployment of Skytle's technology in the United States, the company's secure election solutions have been used in public elections by governments in the countries of the United Kingdom, France, Canada, Norway, Switzerland, United Arab Emirates, South Africa, India, and Australia. Skytel is a portfolio company of leading international VC funds, Nauta Capital, Balderton Capital, and Spinnaker.
Spinnaker, yeah.
Skytel recently purchased SOE Software of Tampa, Florida, adding to its election product and service offerings. Skytel is based in Barcelona, Spain, with its U.S. headquarters in Baltimore and offices in Florida, Toronto, New Delhi, Athens, Kiev, and Singapore. You see, they have to make sure the right people stay in power long enough to see their plans through. Brexit, immigration, gun confiscation, climate change, economy, etc. A very slippery statement by Skytel Corp. Quote, we do not tabulate, tally, or count votes in the U.S. Then at the bottom, electronic ballot delivery. Software does not tabulate, tally, or count votes. So this is fact-checking regarding U.S. elections debunking fake news.
And where is that from, though?
November 13th, 2020.
That's when. Where, though? Where is it?
Yeah, no, I just finished my thought here. Skytel.com.
Okay.
This is a screenshot from Skytel.com. Under the fact-checking regarding U.S. elections debunking fake news. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to read this. This was on November 13th, 2020. Following several erroneous statements that have been published in digital and social... Oh, it's cut off, dude. There's words cut off here.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Gonna be,
oh, especially down on the bottom. It's going to be terrible, dude.
It's going to be really bad. I don't be able to read... You know what? Maybe let's click the link instead. Of the screenshot.
That's different.
It has been updated. This is different, but I'll just read this. This will be close enough, I guess. Yeah, it is completely different, isn't it?
Yeah,
Skytel strongly denies the false...
Okay, go to archives. Maybe I'll give you the 2016. Wasn't it 2016?
No. It was 2020, November... It was November 3rd. This is the fucking thing. It's just different now.
Okay.
This is it. Except it's different than what was in the screenshot. That's all right. We'll read this. Let's see what it says. Skytel strongly denies the false information related to the U.S. elections. In view of the information published by some sources about Skytel's involvement in alleged electoral fraud in the United States, the company would like to clarify that, one, Skytel has no presence in Frankfurt, Germany. The U.S. military has not seized anything related to Skytel in Frankfurt, Barcelona, or anywhere else. The company does not even have offices in Frankfurt and does not have servers or computers in the German city. Servers in Frankfurt were used for a specific project for the European Parliament in 2019. These backup servers were closed in September 2019. The technologies implemented by Skytel in the United States are hosted and managed within the United States by our local subsidiary SOE Software based in Tampa, Florida. The company currently has offices in... Spain, France, Greece, the U.S., Canada, and Australia. Associated Press published on November 14 an article debunking the fake news. Number two, Skytel did not provide any electronic voting machines to U.S. jurisdictions and does not tabulate, tally, or count votes in U.S. public elections. These are the products Skytel provided to city, county, and state clients across the United States. Election Night Reporting, ENR. ENR is a platform that provides visual representation of votes that have been tabulated by state and local election officials. Online election worker training. Skytel works with election offices to take their already created training content and put it into an online learning management system. All the content for this training is provided and fully approved by each individual client. Online voter education. A website for election officials to provide important election information to voters before, during, and after an election. All content on these websites is provided and approved by each individual client. Electronic ballot delivery. EBD. It sounds like a fucking disease. Yeah, I got EBD.
It sounds like an STD because you've got ED for electronic dysfunction. So.
Yeah. A platform that allows state election offices to securely deliver ballots to UOCAVA voters. No idea what that stands for. Each state has different laws and regulations regarding who can request a ballot through the system and how the ballot can be returned. EBD does not allow voters to vote online and does not tabulate, tally, or count votes. Number three, Skytel has no political affiliation. Skytel has no political affiliation of any kind. Skytel has corporate policies prohibiting direct or indirect financial contributions by the company or its employees to candidates, political parties, or PACs, political action committees. George Soros has no stake in the company that has never been connected to it. Skytle has no relationship with Smartmatic, SGO, Dominion, or Indra. Skytle is not connected in any way with the Russian government. Number four, U.S. elections are safe and secure. Skytle has not reported any incidents during the election. In addition, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security have revealed that. Oh, God. It's all such bullshit. Let's see.
You didn't read what they revealed. The Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, it's interesting that their original post is a little different.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to do my best to read their original. This is the screenshot. So they've obviously adjusted it, right?
Yeah.
So this is the, so that was the article on their site.
Yep.
Now this is a screenshot from the article on their site, but it's different. I'll do my best to fill in the blanks. I'm not going to read it down
here.
Oh,
they reorganized it. That's why.
Yeah, I think it's just been reorganized. So, fact-checking regarding U.S. elections debunking fake news. Following several erroneous statements that have been published, we'd like to clarify the following. The technologies implemented by Skytle in the U.S. are both hosted and managed by a local subsidiary, SOE Software, based in Tampa. We already read that. They do not tabulate, tally, or count votes in the U.S. They don't provide voting machines in the U.S. They did not provide online voting to U.S. jurisdictions for the U.S. elections. They don't have servers or offices in Frankfurt. The U.S. Army has not seized anything from Skytle in Barcelona, Frankfurt, or anywhere else. They are not currently owned by George Soros and have never been connected to him. They are not tied to Smartmatic, SGO, Dominion, or Indra. And they have no ties with Russia either. So they made it more professional.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably their first thing they put out.
Yeah.
And some executive read this and said, we can probably clean this up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a fucking four-year-old wrote this. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So they cleaned it up. You want to know what Homeland Security revealed that?
Yeah, those two things I didn't get
the tabulation processes are protected by various safeguards that help ensure the accuracy of election results. There's a link to it. And November 3rd elections was the most secure election in the history of the United States.
That's so bullshit.
So that links to CISA.gov. A thing saying joint statement elections infrastructure government coordinating council election, and the other one is to rumor control. They're just links to other sites. I'll go back to the tweets now and continue. They conveniently switch between vote and ballot. We do not tabulate, tally, or count votes in the U.S. Then what were you doing then? Here's from Scoop Independent News. Skytle, a Barcelona-based e-voting company, has been contracted to count votes in 26 states through the easily rigged Federal Overseas Voting Program. FVAP is ostensibly geared to let military and other overseas Americans vote absentee by electronic means. But Skytle is positioned to intercept and redistribute such overseas electronic votes as needed through its spyware sister company, Carrier IQ. That's an interesting article that includes John Kerry, George Bush, Mitt Romney. This is from 2012. Does any of this sound familiar right about now? Republicans hold the governorships in the 9 critical swing states of Florida, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, New Mexico, and Arizona. They also hold the secretaries of state offices in all of those states but Wisconsin, electronically flipping the vote count in any or all of them with Hart, InterCivic, Skytle, Dominion, or other technologies can be done quickly, simply, and invisibly with no public recourse. The only fucking state right there that they listed that had an issue with voting was Georgia, that's not on that list.
Yeah.
All these other fucking states had an issue. Florida didn't. Sorry.
Florida was not.
Florida did not. But Georgia was. You replaced Florida with Georgia. Pennsylvania did. I don't think Ohio did. Michigan did. Wisconsin did.
No.
Arizona did. And it was Georgia, and that was it.
I thought there was...
So Florida and Ohio and Iowa are on this list, but don't belong on this list. New Mexico? I think they were...
Yeah, New Mexico was.
Yeah,
Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada is on. Should have been on this.
There. Yeah,
so
I was trying to think what
basically, over half of the states we had issues in were on this fucking list.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's continue. Skytle patent, secure and auditable results, but they claim they don't count votes. This is from Justia. Method and system for the secure and verifiable consolidation of the results of election processes. And it's got a publication number, abstract. A method and system for the secure and auditable consolidation of the results of an electoral process in which local electoral authorities participate to validate by generating a validation test. Local electoral results. This validation test is communicated to a consolidation module, which will verify that the validation test has been generated by the appropriate electoral authorities. It will then generate a receiving test, which will contain the result of the validation, which could be the acceptance or non-acceptance of the validation test. The receiving test is finally sent to the electoral authorities for information of the validation. Application was on July 16, 2010. Publication date, January 19, 2012. Seattle Secure Electronic Voting S.A. That's the applicant. Inventors, doesn't matter. I don't know how to pronounce any of that shit. Smartmatic patent. Hey, Smartmatic, where is the remote voter verifiable paper audit trail? Might be helpful in for recounts. Basically the same thing. It's a means to create a physical audit trail verifiable by remote voters in electronic elections. Publication number explains it, what it is. January 23rd, 2017 was filed. Publication was July 26, 2018 by Smartmatic International Corporation. It's basically showing that they fucking filed for patents on these fucking things. Here's the Dominion patent. Their system can tell if you marked your ballot properly, and if Smartmatic decides you didn't, it will correct it for you. That's Ballot Image Processing System and Method for Voting Machines. Has a patent number. Talks about what it's going to do. April 22nd, 2011, it was filed, date and patent, October 21st, 2014, by Dominion Voting Systems, and list who the people were, and that's, it's basically showing that they have patents on all this shit that, you know.
Right, and we kind of knew most of it, we just didn't know the patents, I don't think.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a good fucking thing. Now let's scroll back up to that
one there.
Thread we wanted to check out. This is the I'm not going to stop until everything is out mall. It's a 15-tweet thread. Okay. From May 4th, 2020. It says it's a 3-minute read. We'll see. In 2016, my friend Molly McCauley was stabbed to death outside her home in Baltimore. She was killed because she had discovered satellites were being used to alter state and national elections. Some of this came out in 2016, and the deep state lost control or closed down. Much of their access closed down. Okay. It's a continued sentence, and I read it like it was the fucking end of a thought. Mm-hmm. I'll start from here. Some of this came out in 2016, and the deep state lost control or closed down much of their access because they had other ways of guaranteeing their candidate would win the presidential election. I'm sure we are all familiar with what those are. They will not make the same mistake in 2020. Overall, control access of many of these satellite systems has mysteriously ended up in the hands of the Chinese government. Some very recently, and some control access recently acquired from their new partners, Iran. The deep state Dems, led by Nancy Pelosi, are working with China to steal the presidential election of 2020. They've already made deals. China is moving forward very quickly with them to cover their involvement in the COVID-19 pandemic. The deep state Pelosi have guaranteed, the Chinese government that if they help them take control of Congress and the Senate in 2020, there will be no investigation or retaliation for the COVID-19 pandemic. They want to win by at least half, but they prefer two-thirds. That is their goal, as they want a supermajority. They are well aware they cannot beat President Trump in the election. They are aiming for control of Congress and the Senate, and China is helping them now. After the deep state accused President Trump of Russian collusion for 4 years with no proof and a failed investigation that found nothing, they believe no one will listen when they are accused of Chinese collusion. And if they have the control they seek, they won't care anyway. If they are able to gain control with the Chinese intelligence apparatus behind them, manipulating satellites and other data with their own former generals assisting from within our own country, they intend to impeach President Trump at the first available opportunity. And make a whole new set of deals with China, favoring China hugely and enriching them dramatically. There's no punctuation here.
No.
For their part, China is already interfering with our food supply and boosting infection rates as much as possible while simultaneously sending defective equipment and contaminated test kits. The deep state is leaving nothing to chance this time. They are giving a foreign government complete access to our intelligence apparatus and our political structure right now in exchange for power. While they investigate Trump again, the Democratic governors and mayors of certain states are doing their part to keep the hysteria of the pandemic going until after the election. Their job is to ensure those states go blue during the election so that the deep state can concentrate their resources on overall red states. Absolutely massive and illegal voter fraud is already taking place, aided by a hostile foreign government that was already weakening persons to affect our country and now the election. If they gain the control they seek, the country will be lost. If it is not stopped now, what happens? What happens and happens late in the evening on election night when those numbers trickle in? It's a close race, and their candidates just squeak by in every race? We know they stole the election. We know they stole control. What do we do then? We need to do everything we can to make sure it doesn't get to that point. I will be happy to provide my sources, but it will put a lot of people in jeopardy and burn a lot of bridges, so they had better be serious if they ask. On the day after the election, it's too late. Look at everything they're doing now for compliance and wearing a mask or standing 6 feet away. Just imagine what they will do on the day, on that day when they have complete control and they want to keep it. So that's the thread of those tweets. I want to say that was not probably was tweeted on May 4th, 2020. I'm not going to go back and find out, but so basically a year ago.
Yeah, realistically.
A little over a year ago. So there's that threat.
It's crazy that they're giving them, like, fucking immunity for the COVID-19 bullshit pandemic for helping them fucking rig the election.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, though. It really does. Ties everything together.
It does.
You can kind of understand how this whole thing works now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still certain things that are questionable, but, like, you have a general... Like,
overview.
This is so fucking sophisticated and so many moving parts. It's a wonder. And hypothetically, it as things progress, it could all blow up in their face. But you have so many pieces here that how could you, other than somebody that just listened to this last hour, and it's not even 100% clear, but you get the fucking vague picture of what actually went down. How would you explain all this in a 5-minute clip on fucking the news that people would basically pick up on or watch? You couldn't.
You couldn't.
You couldn't, and nobody, most people don't have the fucking attention span to sit and try and understand this. Once I started talking, most people would probably have fucking turned it off and said, it's just too much. I can't wrap my head around it. Well, how about you fucking try?
Yeah,
because this is ruining everybody's fucking life, what these idiots are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you literally will give up your goddamn freedom because you need to get back to fucking Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm.
Go fuck yourself. You're the problem in this country.
Right.
You know? I'm sorry. You are.
Don't be sorry. It's true.
I'm sorry that I have to be an asshole to say this shit, but it's like, Jesus Christ, you can't... You'll spend fucking 6 days playing Candy Crush, but you can't spend an hour understanding how this shit got stolen. And if what I'm telling you starts to, like, make sense, but you don't want to believe it, well, you just fucking write me off because I'm a racist and a conspiracy theorist.
Mm.
Fuck off. You're an idiot. Mm. You know what I mean? Anyways, it just pisses me off, dude.
Agreed.
We don't have more people that fucking can open their goddamn eyes and try to understand it. Here's another fucking tweet. Just wait till they get to the next phase, where no one is allowed to safely handle, prepare, grow, produce food unless they have been properly vaccinated yearly. A permit for those jobs, healthcare, education, government, anywhere are you coming into contact with large amounts of people. Yeah. That's our fucking future.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking great, isn't it? Can't wait.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Let's see. Back
That's
to my
whole
phone
other
here.
Fucking different way to go.
Was that? Oh yeah, I'm gonna pause on that one and go back to this one because it's kind of we're trying to keep it so it's not all over the place as best we can. Here's a COVID jab. They skipped all animal trials because all animals were dying and went directly to people. That's from the Texas State Senate that was revealed in May of 2021. So this month, They skipped animal trials because all animals were dying. Oh, fuck it. We'll just give it to the humans.
Yeah.
So if you were thinking about getting vaccinated, let's see here. Hang on. I'm just making sure.
Don't play Candy Crush. We're trying to do a podcast here.
Oh yeah, sorry. I just needed a break from this. I needed to play some Candy Crush.
Couldn't wrap my head around it.
So not to completely change gears. Mm-hmm. No, we're leaving COVID for a little while here, maybe for the rest of this show, and we're leaving the election for a while, maybe the rest of this show. I don't know because something might bring us back, but. Which one do we do first?
Well, before we do that, though, we never did check on Pence to see what he's been tweeting.
Yeah. Let's do that, and I'll leave both of these up. Let's see here. We don't need Seth Rich's death. So let's see. Let me ask. What is Pence saying about what again?
Elections.
What is VP Pence saying about the election? That's already been binged. This is from March 3rd, 2021. Let's see what it says.
It's not recent. They're saying he's recently come out about it.
Yeah, but this could be recent for them.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's good music in that ad. Give it 8 more seconds and it'll be done. And then we'll see what it says. Or I could just read the article. Or we could just watch the video.
Watch video.
Nobody wants to hear me talk anymore, right? Come on.
Hmm.
47 seconds.
Former Vice President Mike Pence on Wednesday criticized the 2020 elections in his first extended written comments since leaving office in January. Pence, who was presiding over a joint session of Congress when its certification of the Electoral College results was interrupted by a mob of former President Trump supporters, said there were, quote, significant voting irregularities and, quote, numerous instances of officials setting aside state election law in the 2020 presidential election. The former vice president, a target of some in the mob who called for his hanging, said those tragic events had, quote, deprived the American people of a substantive discussion in Congress about election integrity in America.
There you go.
Didn't really say much, but
no. Well, I don't know if this is the right thing. I'm not going to read all of that. It's kind of a long article. It's a lot longer than what that bitch just did.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything more recent than that, but I was just curious because that's what he had said.
Yeah. And that, to me, that's probably what it's referring to.
Probably.
Let's just add that and see if we get something else here. 4 months ago. How about 4 minutes ago? That would be good.
Or like a day or a week ago. Yeah. We did too.
March 3rd.
That's when you just did.
Yeah. I don't really see anything else. Right.
Maybe he wasn't talking about the election, but he said, why is he talking about the election when it's not until 2024?
Yeah.
So that's right. Doesn't matter. Move on.
Election. Is it in 2024?
He said, why is he talking about it if the election is not until 2024?
Yeah. Well, let's ask that about the 2024 election. Let's just see if that brings up anything else. That'll be our last search for it. May 4th, Mike Pence trudges towards 2024, New York Mag. Otherwise, none of the dates are close, but this might be something. I don't know. I don't have the energy for it.
Nope, fuck it. Like I said, get rid of it. Who cares?
Okay.
If it was important, he would have tagged his tweet.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. All right, what do you want to separate that to and go where?
So, Let's talk about this. I mean, it's a fucking... Oh, here. Let's just end with this on the election thing. Like I said, I mean... serial numbers missing between original and duplicate ballots in Arizona election audit, official says. Serial numbers missing between original and duplicate. So, that could be, I would say that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's one of those articles, not real long, but it's like broken up into like a sentence. every fucking 4 feet.
Yeah.
The plot continues to unfold in Arizona as over 100 Democrat lawyers and the Department of Justice are doing all they can to try to prevent the Maricopa County audit from continuing. It's obvious there was foul play now in the 2020 elections. They are now working overtime to try to stop the audit, but Arizona isn't having it. Now officials say that the serial numbers are missing between the original and duplicate ballots in the Arizona audit. We are struggling as to how we are going to be able to match up ballots that couldn't be read by machines, Ken Bennett says. The liaison between Senate Republicans who authorized the audit and county officials told the hearing this week that serial numbers were missing on damaged ballots that were duplicated so they could be read by vote tabulation machines. Former Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett's team uncovered the error just a few days ago. He told Senate President Karen Fan and Judiciary Committee Chair Warren Peterson. Each damaged ballot and its associated duplicate ballot are supposed to have the same serial number to ensure they are only counted once. He also claims he has found batches of damaged ballots without the serial numbers that are on the duplicates violating state law. We are struggling as to how we're going to be able to match up those damaged and duplicate ballots.
You already said that.
Bennett said. The corrupt Maricopa County officials have made it clear that they will not work with auditors the Senate Republicans hired, thus proving even more so that fraud was intended in this election. This is a developing story. Hmm. Well, I mean, if you can't fucking match them up, I guess you got to throw them out.
Yeah.
They're not valid.
They don't count. Yep.
How you the can't. Fuck are you? Because otherwise we can just count the same goddamn thing 18 fucking times.
Right,
or
right.
1,000 times. Or 5,000 times.
Enough to get Biden in.
Yeah, enough to fucking cheat, basically. And mm-hmm. enough to swing the goddamn vote. Change it. Fucking idiots. All right, this is from Annie Jacobson. She's an author. She wrote the book Area 51. Sure looks like a UFO, the A-12 Oxcart coming into Area 51 hangar. Note, CIA approved for release, but no mention was at Area 51. Colonel Slater and Collins confirmed. So much more in Area 51 now in 12 languages because the whole world is obsessed with UFOs. Are they real? See, this is basically, hey, everybody talking about UFOs. We're talking about UFOs. Hey, UFOs, UFOs. We need a distraction. UFOs. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes a fucking UFO.
Yep.
Well, there you go. I tweeted this bitch. There was supposed to be a fucking show a long time ago, right shortly after she released her book, that she had put out a fucking tweet about in meetings to develop a show for A&E or some shit about doing a show on Area 51 and like a drama, mm-hmm. like the history of, because her book, you've probably never read it. It's no. like that thick. I've read it twice, and it talks about the history from like when they first like decided to go out there and the whole whatever. And there's a real small little snippet in there about like maybe there was aliens or something there, you know, but it's like very subtle. And
right.
that's also where it says the explanation to the whole, Roswell crash and the alien beings that they found.
Right.
And then they switched everything in the newspapers to it was in a weather balloon and all that, but that it was that one Nazi fucking.
Yeah, Mengele or whatever.
Mengele or whatever, who had done these tests on these kids, for lack of a better word, retard kids. They had, like, done all these weird things and altered even more their appearance and all that. Drugged them up, threw them in this fucking equivalent of a drone before you knew what a drone was, and they fucking released it over here and it fucking crashed. So then, you know, when the fucking whoever farmer finds it, he finds these fucking deformed small human beings. Well, they were children who had like these organs and shit like expanded, and he'd done all these like weird plastic surgery, made them look like fucking aliens.
Right.
And they had no idea. They couldn't speak because they were retarded. Mm-hmm. I mean, all this shit. And that is explained in that book. That's what that was. You can think it was aliens or UFO and a UFO, or you can think that's what it was. To me, it kind of seems believable.
Yeah.
You know. Anyways, so that's a little ditty on UFOs.
Aliens.
And aliens. Let's see. We don't need that anymore. This.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to look this article up, because I just have a screenshot of the article. Here's the headline. Pentagon reportedly running secret army of 60,000 around the world.
Really?
Does that pique your interest?
A little bit.
Let's hope it's as juicy as we think. Hang on, reportedly running Secret Army of... We should get it right there. There we go. All right, let's read this. This came out on May 18th, 2021. It's going to be a video. Bueller.
It's thinking. It's holding for sound. It's only 42 seconds.
Yeah, well, let's watch it. If you're not going to read it now, I have to fucking read it, you piece of shit. So what's the point in the video?
Yeah, all right. Fuck the video.
Yeah, because I wanted to read the article anyway. Yeah. So, okay, the Pentagon is running a 60,000-strong secret army made up of soldiers, civilians, and contractors who travel the world under false identities embedded in consultancies and named brand companies without the knowledge of the American people or most of Congress, according to a report. The top secret army was created by the Pentagon over the past 10 years as part of a program called Signature Reduction, and operates both domestically and internationally using a low-profile force of clandestine warriors who sometimes wear civilian clothes as they carry out their assignments, Newsweek reported. The force is 10 times the size of the covert elements of the CIA, comes with a cost of more than $900 million, and engages about 130 private companies and operations in locales like the Middle East and Africa, the report said. Despite the undercover army's size and budget, Congress has never held a hearing on it. About half of the Signature Reduction Force is made up of special forces, the highly trained commandos who pursue terrorists around the world, including in Iran and North Korea. Military intelligence specialists comprise the second largest element inside the force. But the newest and fastest growing group in the unit is made up of cyber warriors who use false personas and non-attribution or misattribution techniques online to disguise themselves so they can track high-value targets, collect publicly accessible information, and engage in influence campaigns to manipulate social media. Was the CIA reconnecting there, or did they just disconnect?
That was buffering.
That was weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would it do that? Mm. So basically, the screen just went black for like a half a second and then came back up. This is a brand new fucking laptop. It shouldn't be doing shit like that. It's not an old fucking laptop. At least it's not as slow as it was. The old one.
Yeah.
Signature reduction programs, which are administered by a number of shadowy government organizations, have no unclassified definition and are portrayed by the Defense Intelligence Agency as what individuals might use to describe operational security measures for a variety of activities and operations. The report said ultimately the programs shield the operators from being identified by the groups they're tracking online and cover their cyber tracks to keep their identity secret to protect them from retaliation. One recently retired senior officer who oversaw one of the programs said no one is fully aware of their extent or the implications they have for military warfare. Everything from the...
Again.
What the fuck is going on? Maybe it's a site. But it happened on an earlier, too.
Yeah. Yeah. This only happens when we do think tanks.
It is. True. Every time we do all this stupid shit on fucking Rock Vegas, YouTube and all that, nothing ever happens. Start reading these articles and all of a sudden we got issues.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be fucking tapping in or something. I don't get it. Anyways, everything from the status of the Geneva Conventions, where a soldier operating under false identity to be captured by an enemy, to congressional oversight is problematic, the person told Newsweek. Wow. Hey, copyright that. We and Dave are going to start a news organization called Newsweek.
I like it.
We never will, but that, we just so everybody knows. They got to pay us if they want to use it. Most people haven't heard of the term signature reduction, let alone what it creates. The report cited one instance in which a clandestine operative had been outed while trying to recruit a double agent. Moscow in May 2013 ordered a third secretary by the name of Ryan Fogel to leave the country and release photos of him wearing a blonde wig and carrying four pairs of sunglasses, a street map, a compass, a flashlight, a Swiss Army knife, and a cell phone that, according to one media article, looked like it had been on this earth for at least a decade. Fogel's expulsion attracted the attention of the international news media and brought scorn from retired CIA officials about the lack of tradecraft. But Fogel's mocked cell phone hid a more sophisticated device. Brenda Connolly, not her real name, Newsweek pointed out, works for a small defense contractor that produces instruments for signature reduction. Oh, yeah, there's a picture of all his shit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to these pictures because I want to go back and look at them. Connolly said Fogle's seemingly outdated phone concealed a covert communications device and that he was wearing a radio frequency identification shield to block electronic tracking. And who do you think implants those devices? Connolly asked, then answers, military guys, special ops guys working to support even more secretive operations.
I don't buy it. I mean, if this happened in 2013, what, in Russia, why did we never hear about it till now?
Did you give a shit about any of this in 2013?
Yeah, we did. We've been doing think tanks for a while.
We have, but we weren't doing them in 2013.
Oh.
And this wasn't a thing back then. It probably didn't come out in terms of, declassified back then. So here's one of the pictures, captions. It says, amid Ryan Fogle's 2013 arrest, Moscow reportedly found his disguises, including wigs and four pairs of sunglasses. Okay, and then this picture here, Ryan Fogle. I got a yawn. Is questioned by the Russian Federal Security Service after he was arrested in Russia while working at the U.S. Embassy. Looks like a real average guy.
He does.
Like, very average. And then this one, Ryan Fogle is reportedly part of the secret army and was found out while trying to recruit a double agent in Russia. And then the reported secret army was recruited as part of a program called Signature Reduction. That's a weird thing to call it.
Yeah, Signature Reduction. I don't get it. They're reducing how people have to sign on to what people have to do.
I don't know.
You know, like everything's got to flow through, get signature before we do a mission, but they don't
need it. Well, it's just a weird thing to call it. I mean, it's very, like if you saw, let's say you were said, all right, Dave, you get 20 minutes on this fucking government computer. Everything is declassified for 20 minutes. You go look. If you saw a file said signature reduction, would you click on it? No. That's why. That's why it's called that. It sounds so fucking insignificant and boring. You would be like, JFK assassination or Area 51 or aliens or something like that. You know what I mean? You'd look up 100 other things before you'd look at signature reduction. That's perfect. That's a perfect fucking way to do it. It'd make it sound boring and stupid, you know? TPS reports or something like you wouldn't click on it.
Right.
So you got that. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? Let me just check over my phone.
Get off your Candy Crush, bro.
Yeah, I just need to take a little break. Well, I don't know. I think, let me check. So that's pretty much my little bit on Twitter. There was, let's make sure it's still here, because, you know, shit gets deleted and disappears and all that. All right.
Ooh.
I'm debating which one we want to start with, if we want to. I guess let's start with this one, and then we'll end with the next one.
Okay.
Who is really behind climate change?
Alex Trebek.
Oh.
Wow.
They must have deleted the video. Well, let's hope the next one's not been deleted. Why is there no sound? There's a sound right there.
Yeah.
The world is going to...
Okay. I'm going to turn it down and let it restart.
Yeah.
Why can't it just fucking be normal?
When is the world going to end?
All right. You can put, I don't know why you took your headphones off.
I couldn't hear it.
It's not about you. It's about the listeners. I want the video to start at a... Okay. So I paused it right after the... person holding the camera has it pointed at her TV with the time on it to show that it's not bullshit, and the Alexa device sitting there, and she goes, Alexa, when is the world going to end? That's what she just asked. I paused it at that point.
The world is going to end in 2021.
The COVID-19 vaccine is going to take a dramatic turn, and the ones who took the vaccine will start a zombie apocalypse outbreak. Be prepared. Get stocked early so you can survive.
When is the world going to end?
The world is going to end in 2021. The COVID-19 vaccine is going to take a dramatic turn, and the ones who took the vaccine will start a zombie apocalypse outbreak. Be prepared. Get stocked early so you can survive.
So there you go.
Wow.
Now, we can do what we always do and ask on your phone and see what it says. I guarantee you it's changed.
Well, see, that's Alexa. It's not Siri.
Yeah, well, let's see what Siri says.
Right.
Go ahead. Bust it out. You can now turn your volume up, Dave, on your phone.
Hey, Siri.
Yes.
On it.
I didn't even say anything yet. Hey, Siri. When is the world going to end?
One moment. Still working. The world changes. Sometimes it changes a lot. But last time I checked, it was still around.
Vague.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's pretty strange. Like, I wish we had... I don't wish we had, but I kind of do as, like, a thing. Just for this thing right
here.
Yeah,
this is the only time I'd use an Alexa thing.
Is to
do this shit. So, I have it turned off every other time.
This was sent to me. And I asked the guy, I was like, does it still fucking say that? And he said they've changed it. I don't know if he has an Alexa. I don't see him having one, but I don't know how. I'm assuming it would get changed after it becomes a viral video. It's pretty strange that even if you were doing that as a joke, like Amazon, whoever's behind Alexa, would fucking do that. You know what I mean? It's strange.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So... half of the shit he sends me, just they fucking delete it. So, like, I'm surprised that one was still there. But all the shit he sends me, fucking, you click on it and it's gone.
That's crazy, though, dude.
Yeah. Interesting. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, why not?
Just one more time?
Gives you a little chills.
Yeah. It's weird, dude. Like, okay, any of our listeners has it, ask. Ask your Alexa and record it and see what it says now, because I'm curious what it says now.
Is the world going to end?
The world is going to end in 2021. The COVID-19 vaccine is going to take a dramatic turn, and the ones who took the vaccine will start a zombie apocalypse outbreak. Be prepared. Get stocked early so you can survive.
When is the world going to end?
The world is going to end in 2021. The COVID-19 vaccine is going to take a dramatic turn, and the ones who took the vaccine will start a zombie apocalypse outbreak. Be prepared. Get stocked early so you can survive.
You know what I want to do? I want to take that audio of Alexa saying that, and I want to first use it and start the siren from fucking Purge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then start playing that. And then I want to put it on a loud Blues Brothers speaker that's sitting on top of my hood on my car and just drive around and scare the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
People would freak out if they actually thought it was like a legit thing.
It makes sense. You know, because why else are they pushing this fucking vaccine?
Yeah.
You know, and they in a while back when COVID first started happening, we heard about these underground bunkers and shit that everybody was going to and hanging out in and shit. Mm-hmm. So... they're prepping for it. They know
what if The Walking Dead was a foretelling of this? Now, let's take you back to Utopia. What was the underlying start of the whole thing? It was based on a graphic novel that was revealing these things through the graphic novel. What was The Walking Dead originally started as?
Graphic novel.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you watched the show Walking Dead recently?
Not in
recently?
A long time, no.
Is it even still going? I honestly
yeah,
don't
I think
know.
Yeah, I think this is the last season.
So I'm wondering...
the world's going to end, so they're done.
The guy that created it said, by the time it's all said and done, you will know what started this whole thing, what caused it all. I haven't heard. Maybe let's do a little quick Google search and see. But... the zombie apocalypse in The Walking Dead? I'm just curious. Okay, according to this, Screen Rant, Walking Dead zombie outbreak was caused by a space spore on Twitter. A fan asked Kirkman... God, I wish people would fucking proofread what they write. A fan asked Kirkman if he could confirm how the outbreak started, since the comic book series is over and this mystery was never solved. Kirkman's two-word response was, space spore. So basically, something from space, you know, was delivered, and that's what caused it. A space spore is a disappointing explanation for the catastrophic event that set off the Walking Dead universe, but could there have been a better way to explain it? Some have theorized that it was a virus created as a weapon by the military, which was accidentally released.
Wow, doesn't that kind of sound about COVID-19?
Wouldn't it be interesting if that's what Kirkman was originally going to do, not realizing that they were actually going to fucking do it, and so then they had to change his thing. Mm-hmm. But space spore is interesting enough as well, because think about what I've mentioned throughout today's show that they want us distracted by right now. UFO, Dave. UFO. Have you heard about UFOs, Dave? How about a UFO? What about a UFO landing and the space spore gets blamed for why everybody that got the fucking vaccine turns to a goddamn zombie? Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Now, we could be living in The Walking Dead in reality.
Well, they've only got, what, 6.5 months left?
But the space spore is actually the cover story for what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, dude. That's it.
It's crazy.
That's it. Figured it all out. Utopia. Everybody needs to go watch Utopia. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
A show you've never heard of that's on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them both, U.S. and U.K. version. And then get mad at me like Dave's wife did. But you know what? Go watch it. Do you not see that fucking, how they could connect it with all this UFO bullshit, which means they're, when they go crazy, UFO, they're prepping us for something.
Mm-hmm.
So either they're going to fake a fucking alien invasion, or they're going to have a UFO land or something, and then a spore is going to come off that fucking thing. It's going to spread at about the time they're ready to turn it up, and it's only going to activate in people that have the vaccine. And then a lot of those people are going to have fucking issues. This is going to be, they're going to explain it away. And then it's not only just going to kill them, it's just going to kill them first. Mm-hmm. It will kill a bunch of other people as well. And this is the part where people's like, he sounds nuts. Yeah.
It might not be that far off, though.
When I'm fucking still alive and all you motherfuckers are dead, I'm going to be sitting here saying, told you so. So, enjoy your vaccines, everybody. And enjoy your stolen election. And until next time, Dave.
See ya.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review while you're there. You can also download the Stitcher and Podbean app to your device for free and search D2R Podcast Network and subscribe. If you enjoy listening to the shows on the D2R Podcast Network, then spread the word to everyone you know. Your word of mouth is our best advertising method, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
Where can I buy a director's chair?
Amazon.
Where can I buy Welcome Back, Kotter on DVD?
Amazon.
Where can I buy that Humping Animals adult coloring book with a dog fucking a chicken on the back?
Amazon. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner. Buy an oven mitt. So there I am in my car, listening to shitty music. And I ask myself the tough questions. Why am I listening to the same song over and over again when I could be listening to the D2R Podcast Network? And is it true that he who smelt it dealt? And why the fuck did the chicken cross the road? And what the hell is on Joey's head? Hey, I wonder if Yoko Ono saw yesterday, today. I wonder if tomorrow was yesterday. Rockford reference. The D2R Podcast Network. Live for today or yesterday.